This week on The Marquee, we've got Comet Cops and Crimes in the Capital. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Arum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Channing Tatum is an aspiring Secret Service agent in the wrong place at the wrong time in White House Down. When terrorists attack during his White House tour, Tatum is the last man capable of protecting the president and saving the nation from certain doom.
Oscar winner Sandra Bullock teams up with Melissa McCarthy for the R-rated buddy cop comedy, The Heat. Bullock plays a straight-laced FBI agent who's forced to work with McCarthy's insubordinate detective to track a drug lord. If you like Melissa McCarthy's brand of sloppy, obnoxious comedy, then you'll find her latest film absolutely hilarious. If not, you'll see it for the painful pile of cliches that it is.
In Redemption, Jason Statham plays a homeless Special Forces veteran on the run from a court-martial that assumes the identity of another man and becomes a crime-fighting vigilante. Interesting note about Redemption, its original British title is Hummingbird. I can't imagine why it was changed for the U.S. release.
Opening at the gateway, in the French drama Something in the Air, a Parisian teen finds himself caught up in the art and music of the 60s, only to end up drawn deeper into a darker counterculture.
Sadly, As Cool as I Am isn't the long-awaited sequel to the Vanilla Ice classic, Cool as Ice. It's actually a coming-of-age story about a girl maturing into womanhood and discovering her parents' marriage isn't as ideal as she thought it was.
The documentary The Secret Disco Revolution explores the disco era and its important contributions to our culture. The film includes plenty of music, stock footage, and interviews with key players in the disco scene of the 70s. But for my pick this week, well, I'm at a loss. Since I definitely wouldn't recommend subjecting yourself to the heat, I'll choose White House Down. If nothing else, it's sure to offer plenty of summer blockbuster action.
With White House Down not even being the best film about terrorists attacking the White House in the first 6 months of 2013, I can't recommend it, despite it being occasionally entertaining. Therefore, I'll recommend checking out a couple of the more recent releases, like Man of Steel or World War Z.
Or if this week's new movies don't have you racing out to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Call. Halle Berry stars as a 911 operator who takes a life-or-death call from a kidnapped teenager played by Abigail Breslin. What starts out as a fascinating, though rather melodramatic thriller, quickly turns into a mess of cliches and unintentional humor.
In the incredible Burt Wonderstone, Steve Carell is one half of a once-successful Las Vegas magic show that finds himself trying to rekindle his love of magic. Olivia Wilde, Jim Carrey, Steve Buscemi, Alan Arkin, and the recently deceased James Gandolfini co-star.
In the Cold War thriller Phantom, Ed Harris plays a Soviet submarine captain who's sent on a classified mission that quickly spirals out of control.
In the historical drama No, a Chilean ad executive is tasked with creating a campaign to defeat Augusto Pinochet in the 1988 referendum.
The German adventure North Face tells the true story of two young mountain climbers and their quest to climb the Eiger, a treacherous peak in the Swiss Alps, and be named German heroes. The story is grippingly suspenseful, and the mountain scenery is absolutely stunning. In fact, if you're afraid of heights, you might want to skip it.
In Into the White, stranded British and German bomber crews must put aside their differences in order to survive a harsh Norwegian winter while World War II rages on without them.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with North Face. Its suspense and cinematography will take your breath away.
I enjoyed The Call and the incredible Burt Wonderstone for completely different reasons. Wonderstone is funny, but not brilliant, while The Call is a brilliant disaster of cliches and bad decisions. You really can't go wrong with either in my book.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for a classic cowboy and more from Gru and his minions. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
chillin' with Cat, you know that chick who drives the horse?